The hostage issue is a national top priority on all levels. So there are combined efforts, both operational and diplomatic. There are currently 241 hostages being held by Hamas, Israelis, and foreign nationals across a different age group from 10 months old till 88. The hostage issue is at the top of our priority. It is one of the missions of the war, of our efforts, and we are operating on the ground, at air, and at sea, and utilizing all of the tools that we have. Of course, we're able to rescue one hostage last week, and we're utilizing all of the efforts in order to bring everybody home.
Now, there are also concerns about the IDF activities, especially with the ground force that you are using, about the casualties. Talk to me about efforts to limit these casualties.
The IDF is operating based on principles of distinction, military necessity, proportionality, and weighing up the three of those components together in order to achieve our military goal. In order to conduct that, one of our main efforts in the last 3 weeks has been to evacuate people from harm's way. We've been encouraging people through text messages, through phone calls, through voice messages, through leaflets we've dropped from the sky, phoning people and encourage them to leave the combat zone. This is where Hamas is operating, in the north of the Gaza Strip, and you need to go south. It is safer in the south. There is no combat going on in the south. And that's what we've been doing. We've seen a huge shift of people. Around a million people or so have left the Gaza Strip, the north of the Gaza Strip, gone down south in order to get out of harm's way. We are still pursuing that effort today, even as the ground operations are ongoing and expanding. And I would say what we've seen in the last 2 days is Hamas actually trying to prevent people from going. So we saw it throughout the entire effort, but more so in the last few days. They were threatening, intimidating. They put up physical checkpoints to prevent people going south. And yesterday, when we announced that we would be opening a corridor from north to south, they actually launched RPG attack and mortar attack against the road itself, potentially putting people at risk. And we did the same today, and they did the same today. So they're trying to keep people put, keep them in harm's way. Of course, that is a huge challenge for any military to operate in urban areas. And our goal is to try and limit the civilian casualties as the operation proceeds. It is an unfortunate reality of warfare but we need to remember, we did not ask for this war. We did not plan on going to war. So much so that the IDF actually failed the people of Israel, because we were working under the assumption that Hamas doesn't want to have a war with us.
Talk to me about the latest development about Israel's border with Lebanon, especially following the recent clashes there.
So Hezbollah has been escalating the confrontation on the border with Israel. We believe it's under the instructions of Iran. We've had extensive rocket fire, mortar fire, attempts to infiltrate Israel. They've used drones, sniper fire, as well as machine gun fire. So there's lots of events that have happened. We have, I think, 5 or 6 soldiers on our side that have been killed in these exchanges. And we have struck extensively against Hezbollah that have conducted these attacks against us, most of the time actually preempting their attacks. So if there's an anti-tank guided missile squad planning to launch a rocket, our efforts are to take them out before they actually conduct the launch. Hezbollah have reported that over 50 of their terrorists have been killed in these exchanges. We are very focused on what's happening on the border with Gaza. We want to remain and achieve our mission there. And that is why we're not looking to expand the confrontation with Hezbollah on the north.